Do you think the reaction that the budget is getting on the Hill is about par for the course?
Oh, it's totally par for the course. There's two interesting facts here. Fact number one is the level of spending for defense was already agreed to last August in the Budget Act that was Budget Control Act when it was passed last August. So there's not going to be much dispute about the numbers in fact. And the other, of course, fact is we're in an election year, so you can almost count on the kind of reaction you had, particularly from the Republicans on the Hill when Panetta went up to testify about the dangerous, you know, basically denuding of the defenses of the United States in the budget as presented, and perfectly predictable that the Secretary would defend his budget as reasonable and respectable. So I think what we're going to see most of this year is the politicization of the defense budget debate, but not a lot of sort of real hard policy work.
Secretary Panetta and General Dempsey have already done the Armed Services Committees and the Appropriations Committees, if my memory serves. Tomorrow they're going to do the Senate Budget Committee. Is the presentation different for the different committees, and if so, why?
I don't think it will be as different as it might normally be, and the reason I say that is because the Secretary, at least, and Dempsey to some degree, have already been stepping out in their existing testimony and statements saying, look, we've got a bigger budget situation that we've got to resolve. Defense has to be on the table as part of this bigger budget dilemma. It's important for the national security of the United States to fix that budget dilemma. And you wouldn't be surprised to hear that from Panetta in particular as a former budget director. He's very attuned to that side of things. So I don't expect to hear something terribly different tomorrow in front of the Senate Budget Committee, but probably a lot of questions pressing, particularly from Chairman Conrad, about, you know, how is defense going to participate and what are the cuts going to mean and, you know, isn't it important to have everything on the table if we get to some kind of agreement here?
You mentioned the top line is pretty much already fixed and was fixed before the actual document came out. When you were on the show with me the last time, you talked about the fact that that top line number is not percentage-wise, that much smaller. Why do you think it is that nobody seems to be really tuned into that concept? I haven't heard a lot of discussion around that idea.
There has been a fair amount of discussion about it. I think what you're going to see is a lot of this argument is in the land of political rhetoric and hand-waving, but not in the realm of fact. The Republican Party is going to have every reason to say, this is a dramatic cut, this is a terrible disaster for American national security, and the Democrats have every reason to say this is responsible and respectable. What's really interesting here is that the level that Panetta has agreed to and announced as the budget has been signed off on by the chiefs, and so people who want to attack this forecast budget have been pretty much silenced on the side of getting any support out of the services. The services have accepted the level of spending. They've accepted the appetite being down about $500 billion from what it was when they projected their budget over 10 years a year ago. And so it's going to be very hard for anybody to get traction inside the executive branch or in the uniformed services on this level. The traction, if it's going to come, is over in the campaign rhetoric that we'll see heat up as the year goes on.
It's interesting you mentioned that, Gordon. I was struck by that exchange between first Senator Levin and General Dempsey and then Senator McCain and General Dempsey to that exact point. Did the chiefs participate in this? Do the chiefs sign off on this? Do they back this up? And Senator McCain asked the same series of questions again in a different way, as if to say, really? Are you sure? Here's your chance to backpedal if you want to backpedal.
That's right. Now, at this point, you know, you can't expect the chiefs to backpedal on the president, not in an election year.
They're just
not going to do it. So in a way, that was all political show and tell, but not really substance. The substance here is indeed, and I think this is the reason the chiefs could sign off on it, is that these are not really cuts in the budget. If you look at the projected out years, it's going to grow 1.5% or so out over the next 10 years, according to the current budget projections. As I've been saying before when I've been on with you, Francis, I don't think that's going to hold, and I think it's very likely as the year progresses, we're going to see that, you know, after the election, a deal's going to have to be cut that will bring defense down further along with other spending.
I have only been able to find one piece of consensus in this conversation, and you can correct me if I'm wrong. Maybe you've heard different voices. That is, everybody thinks the idea of another round of BRAC as proposed in the Army portion of this is a really terrible idea.
I think it's very amusing that Leon Panetta is the guy who has put out there a proposal that there be another BRAC round, because I can remember working with Leon when he was at budget office as the director of OMB, and he hated BRAC rounds because he had to go through one in his district, and he really loathed the concept. Well, he's got it now. He understands that, you know, particularly on the Air Force side and to some degree on the Army and Navy side, we have excess infrastructure, smaller force size. We have to bring down the infrastructure to match. And the services kind of like the idea, always have, because getting rid of expensive infrastructure is a way of focusing dollars where they want to.
So we know that this is the meat going into the sausage grinder, and what actually comes out the other end will be dramatically different, separate from the top line. Well, is it fair to assume that the top line will stay pretty much where it is because of this deal that's already in place, or could that change too?
I think with at the most we'll see a wobble of in the $5 billion range. It might go up five, it might come down five. It really depends on how the appropriators work out the whole package for the year and how they deal with the security versus non-security caps. And, you know, what they decide to do with that will determine whether defense changes a little bit from the administration's overall request or not. The more interesting changes may be in the interior of the package. You know, are there going to be hardware programs like the F-35 that the Hill wants to plus up as opposed to bringing down funding for operations and maintenance? That's a pretty standard kind of trade-off. So you'll see a lot of sort of movement of the packages inside the big box, but the whole container is going to be pretty much the same size by the end of the day.